Welcome to Spotlight on Africa with me, Daniel Finnan. This week we'll be hearing about an innovative new teacher training project in Ghana. It aims to train up to 5,000 teachers using satellite technology. We're outside Akroso Salvation Army Junior High School, about 60 kilometres northwest from the capital, Accra. It's here that UK charity, the Varkey Foundation, has begun its interactive distance learning programme for Ghanaian teachers.
We are encouraging you to always do energizers with your learners.
In one of the classrooms, it's the teacher's turn to be the students today. You can hear the voice of one of the so-called master trainers delivering a teacher training session via satellite. Images and sound are being beamed into the classroom and displayed on a projector. The system is linked to a solar-powered computer. Ntiamma Prince is leading the session. He's known as the instructional leader.
We are training teachers on the new strategies of teaching. Yeah, so these are selected teachers from the various schools who are to come to be trained and later on also train other teachers in their schools. All of them have gone to training college, so they are professional teachers. But Varkey sought to try to bring us some new strategies.
You just started the satellite link. Could you just explain what are they asking the teachers here to do now?
Currently, they are trying to answer questions on the previous sections we had. So it's just a revision, a recap or a reflection on what we did previously. That's what we are working on now.
The teachers are organized into groups. They're given a certain period of time to complete a given exercise. The master trainers come in by satellite link to give instructions, and Mr. Prince helps coordinate on the other side. One of the exercises taking place involves ordering and prioritizing. Teacher Lucy Sai says it's an approach they can then apply in lessons with their class.
We've been given a task: remembering, understanding, analyzing, and we have to arrange them in their ascending order, either from difficult or to, from the difficult to the lowest or the lowest to the difficult. It's very useful. When you apply them in a classroom, it will help the children a lot.
And to do all activities, come at school. Yes, imagine.
Back in the classroom with the children, the teacher training hopes to inspire teachers to use more modern techniques. This isn't about changing the curriculum or content, but trying a new approach. 17-year-old student Benjamin says they've got new guidelines for behaviour, the ways of working.
When he comes in class, that's our ways of working. We have to sweep the class before the teacher comes. And also, we must pay attention when he's teaching. So the class is very, very disciplined.
Another student, Abidu Suleiman, says their teacher organises the class differently. They do what they call a gallery walk, a special discussion technique.
He said to us that he has a new change that is coming to teach us. So he lets us arrange our desks into groups. So we have 6 groups in our class. In every group, we have 8 members. Then the teachers will give the group's tasks to perform at home. So when we come to school in the morning, each group will contribute to each other. The tasks they perform bring their mind together. Then the groups will work a gallery walk.
Then example is arts. We have seen the girl eating, isn't it?
Yes.
Bananas. What's she eating?
Teacher training's an issue in Ghana. According to the Ministry of Education, 30% of teachers are untrained at junior high school, while at primary schools this rises to almost 45%. While those that have been trained might not undergo any further professional developments once they've got their teaching certificate. This programme hopes to change that. 40 schools will act as satellite-connected hubs for teachers in the area. Fred Poor is the Director of Education for the Birim Central Municipality. He says the idea is not to replace traditional teacher training, but supplement it.
What is happening now is in-service training, so that the teachers have been trained already.
But when they are on the field, they should be given some tuition so that they don't become static. There are new methods of teaching which are coming. There are new ways of doing things which are coming at the time they had left college. So this is the time for them to also change. It builds upon what they had already done at the training college so many years ago. Some of the people you see here have left training college for the past 10 years. So they need to be pushed up with something else, like things like this.
Children spill out of the classrooms at 2 o'clock. It's the end of lessons. The Barkey Foundation's offices in Accra are much like any other. But as you walk through the compound, you'll see a big satellite dish on the roof.
All right, so we will still use the chat function. Please type your answer. Your challenge, that is what went well.
You can hear the master trainers, the same trainers we heard back in Akroso, being beamed over by satellite. They're explaining an interactive segment where the teachers connect back to the studio in Accra. Frank Asante, one of the studio technicians, tells us about the technology that brings the training to life.
We just started a lesson and then the master trainers are introducing their lesson to the instructional leaders, introducing what they will do today.
How many schools are connected at the moment?
At the moment, we have 2 schools connected.
Could you just describe the equipment you're using for me?
Here we have a video mixer, and also on my left side, we have an audio mixer.
What's being displayed on all of these screens here?
At the top, we have the video of the studio. Beneath it, we have the video of the schools. On the right side, we have the PowerPoint, which contains the training material that it will use.
Our learning objectives. By the end of this training, participants will be able to...
The equipment at the Varkey Foundation's 3 studios doesn't come cheap. However, all of this could be seen as more cost-effective than delivering the same sort of program in hard-to-reach areas. The Varkey Foundation says this program will cost $200 per teacher per year. What's more, the training aims to scale up so that 800 head teachers and deputy head teachers who complete the program then pass on their new skills and experience to the teachers within their own schools. This is how the program aims to arrive at 5,000 trained teachers over 2 years. Let's meet Love Sophie Emponza, one of the master trainers. She says this wouldn't work if they didn't have the right coordination on the ground.
Actually, we train teachers in modern approaches to teaching and learning. It is different from other teacher training in the sense that we are based in Accra, that then train teachers in 4 districts in the Eastern region through the satellite technology. And we also try as much as possible to give clear, simple instructions so that they will understand whatever we want them to do.
Back outside the offices and away from the studio, time to reflect on where this fits into education in Ghana. We may be asking ourselves why the Varkey Foundation is doing this teacher training and not the government. The UN's education agency, UNESCO, predicts that Ghana needs another 180,000 teachers. That's to meet the recently agreed UN Sustainable Development Goal to provide every child with 12 years of quality education by the year 2030. So, does the Ghanaian government have the resources, the capacity to do so? Well, UNESCO also notes that Ghana has recorded a more than 60% increase in the number of primary school teachers over the last decade. But the percentage of trained teachers has actually dropped. The Varkey Foundation hopes that the Train for Tomorrow program could act as a model to be replicated in more schools or other settings where a lack of resources is challenging. The program itself has received $2 million from Dubai Care, a Gulf-based charity, and comes off the back of projects backed by DFID, the UK's Department for International Development. This report was produced with support from the Varkey Foundation. For this edition of Spotlight on Africa, I'm Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.